Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1304. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabaron Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfur Shlemer Ful Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our Malacha of Merakeid Sifting. Okay, so we started last year the Malacha Merakeid, which is like we've been talking about, one of the three Malachas of Borer, part of the three Malachas, Borer, Merakeid, and Zoreh. And Merakeid is the sifting part of it. Okay, so we just were in the middle of the introduction, trying to go through, which we normally do, we try and go through the Sefer Lamentes Malachas, possibly the Sefer Shabbos Home a little bit also. So just reading again from the Sefer Shabbos, the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 508. Merakeid, he says like this, continuing in Merakeid, which is sifting and straining. Merakeid entails, and last year we went through what exactly was done in the Mishkan, and now we're moving on from there. Merakeid entails separating, not merely sprinkling. That's an important point to keep in mind. It entails separating and not merely sprinkling. Merakeid is essentially a method of separating and isolating different types of particles in a mixture. For example, using a sieve, a strainer, to sift and remove solidified clumps of sugar in a package of fine confectioner's sugar is the malacha of Merakeid. So you want to take sugar, you want to say take confection sugar. It could be actually any type of sugar, but the bottom line is you have over there whatever it is that the person's straining. He's giving an example of confection sugar or regular sugar. So you have there's clumps in there, and you have the pot that's like flour-like, and then you have clumps, and then you put it through a strainer, and like this, you get out all the clumps. So that, of course, would fall under the malacha of Merakeid. You're isolating, you're separating the clumps from the rest of the sugar. Even though you say, well, it's all sugar. Well, what's the problem? It's all sugar. No, but you're separating two different types. That's sort of like what we were talking about when we spoke about the malacha of Borer. And again, when it's done through a wind, it's the malacha of Zoreh. So he goes on to explain, because undesired elements are thus being separated from the rest of the mixture. That's what we've been saying. On the other hand, there's nothing wrong with, he brings down further, does it say for Lamentes Malachas, on the other hand, there's nothing wrong with the use of a sieve or a strainer to merely spread a thin coating of fine confectioner's sugar on a cake or a donut. Okay, that's an important point to keep in mind. We're going to see how that works. Possibly, there's nothing wrong if somebody takes a strainer, which is technically a klisha malach de leiser, but if it's used for machmas gufa yemakaymai, if you need the place or you need the thing itself, and to do something that's allowed to be done, then it could be moved. So he says to merely spread a thin coating of fine. You want to take confection sugar, and you want to spread it out on a cake or a donut or something like that. So as long as there's no solidified particles that will automatically be sifted in the process, right? If you have solidified particles, you have clumps that you can't do. But if it's all good, it's all, there's no problem. You saw it already before Shabbos. You checked it, whatever. Now you want to just take this little, one of those little sieves, and sometimes you spread it over cookies, cake, or whatever it is, cupcakes or whatever, donuts. So that would be okay, because you're not separating anything. You're just spreading it. Merakeid entails separating, not merely sprinkling. That's what he's trying to explain. It's not a question of sprinkling. Sprinkling is not the malacha. The malacha is separating two different items, even though you'll say, well, it's all sugar, right? But when you have clumps, so there's two different items. So he goes on to say similarly, it is perfectly permitted to shake salt from a salt shaker, right? Here you go. You have a salt shaker, which is technically the malacha Merakeid, and you have a sieve, you have a strainer, which is the salt shaker cover, right? So you have little holes over there. So what do you mean? How could I shake my salt from the salt shaker on, when I'm supposed to use salt on Shabbos or any time you're supposed to use salt, but you're doing it on Shabbos, you pour a little salt. So how could you do that, right? So similarly, it's perfectly permitted to shake salt from a salt shaker or pepper and spices from their containers, right? You want to use a pepper shaker or a spice shaker, these type of things. Again, when it's all one type and you just spread it, all you're doing is spreading it. Again, as long as there's no clumps or other undesired particles that will be retained inside because of the fact that you're using the straining, the cover of the salt shaker or the spice shaker, whatever. The pepper shaker is like a strainer, right, with little holes. Now you go ahead and shake it. It becomes a regular strainer and falling under the malacha marakid. But again, it's only if there's two different types of items, which would be the clumps and the regular salt, or the clumps of pepper and the regular pepper, something like that. But just time to spread it, that he's explaining is no problem. As explained, marakid is an act of separating or isolating from a mixture, not merely scattering or sprinkling particles. So that's a very, very important point to understand what this malacha is all about. And that's what was done in the Mishkan. They use this to sift out the flour or the ground up herbs, however it was that we spoke about last year in reference to the machlekes. Some said it was the ground up herbs, some said it was the regular actual flour. But again, what they were doing, they were using a sieve or a sifter to actually separate the two. Separate or to isolate the two different types of flour, the clumps and the regular, right? Or whatever the case is, or maybe dirt particles, whatever the case is. But when you're merely scattering or sprinkling, that's an important point to keep in mind. That is not the malacha of merakid. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to use a salt shaker, right? How could you put salt on the challah, whatever the case is? Okay. Okay, so now he goes on to explain an interesting, important fact, actually, that it follows that the separation of any kind of mixture, whether it's solids or fluids, okay, it's not, we've been talking about solids until now, salt, pepper, or whatever, but it could be fluids also, in this manner, is included in the malacha of merakid. So that's what he says. Merakid is the act of removing impurities from the desired element in a mixture by means of sifting or a straining device, and it could also be liquids and not just solids. It could be, in other words, not when you have liquids and solids together, but he explains, therefore, straining or filtering liquids, sediment or impurities from wine, for example, right? From wine or from water, possibly. That process is called meshamer. Are all examples of merakid. They would all fall under the malacha merakid, just as sifting impurities from the mixture composed of solid particles like flour, powder, sand, and so on would be merakid. Liquids, straining out liquids would also be fall under the malacha of merakid straining. Okay, we're going to stop here. Continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.